Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audio Booth Facebook address, and welcome along. You join us here on a kind of wet Tuesday evening, but that's not the what I really want to make this book about. I suppose that I'm going through, if I'm honest with you, a bit of a bad patch with the old eczema. And it flared up prior to Christmas, and sort of late November, when I tried unsuccessfully to see if I could survive without medication. And it's obviously blatantly obvious that we can't live without medication. And so I'm just going to take some now, which is, I think I'll up the doses of the prednisolone and go from 5 milligrams per day to 10. See if we can just knock something in. I think it's just flared up really bloody badly of late. So, to be honest, I think the azathioprine and the immune suppressants. Take some of those as well. Yeah, I've got left there. Okay. Right. Okay. I think you have to take, you know, I better get some water out of the fridge. Okay, right, so we're going to take 2 pred and 2 azathioprine, 100 meg of the azathioprine, which expresses the immune system basically. And where's that one go? It's always cold water, I don't know why. Anyway. The expert, as I was saying, is, it flared up to say before Christmas, and I tried to see if I could unsuccessfully live without the steroids. Sit down on the sofa there. And, the case of the latter was I couldn't, because it just really got bad. And it's particularly bad around the face and neck, so it wasn't the areas that I can necessarily sort of cover up that easily. I don't think people were saying much or staring at you. You were just self-conscious of it. Yeah, it is. And the thing is that when, particularly with the neck line and stuff like that, if I'm watching telly or something like that, somebody's got a T-shirt on or an open neck shirt, and regardless whether they're male or female, I it's like I'm off the light bulb and drawn to their neck, and I'm thinking, and then I'm reminded of how bad mine looks. And it's annoying. So I went to my dermatologist at the end of November, I think it was. Beginning of December. Beginning of December. So, and we whacked up the prednisolone. You know, I think I spent a week on 20 milligrams a day, then a week on 15. Then over the Christmas period, we dropped it down to 10 mil, and then 5 mil start of the new year, and we've been on that since, and we maintain the 50 milligrams of the azathioprine, which suppresses the immune system, because we think, well, not sadly 100% sure, and I don't think, if I'm being blunt with you guys, we're ever going to find a true explanation of why I got eczema, and more importantly, why at the age of 40 I haven't grown out of it. Some people do, some people have it for a small period of their lives and it just comes one day and then goes the next, and others, like yours truly here, to keep on going. And there are times when it's good, there are times when it's bad. And the problem is that if it's flared up, and it's flared up recently as well, I'm very, very conscious of it flaring up again on the chin, underside of the chin, behind the ears, below the ears, and on the sides of the neck. And I went to the barber's last week to get my hair cut, because it died in dire need of having a haircut. I really was thinking it looked like, yeah, sort of come out of the 80s or something, you know. And I was conscious of going to the barber and they were doing, you know, shaving my head and stuff like that, you know, to do me sort of back and sides. And I could actually feel the blade of the razor digging into the back of my neck. And I was thinking, God, am I... The guy, thankfully, didn't say anything to the barber. Thank Christ, he didn't say anything. But I thought, God, what is he thinking? My God, he's looking, he's closed up. You know, he's seen this. I mean, I don't see the back of my neck, obviously. But again, that sort of feeling with the thought of, oh God, Doctor's bird, just, and it starts like that. You want to kind of, yeah, so they're almost, you want the ground to sort of swallow you up. And it's kind of annoying in the sense that you had to just sort of grin and bear it. You can't put your life on hold. You can't sort of say, okay, I'm just going to cancel this week because X was bad. I have in the past, and I have had to go into the skin ward at the BRI. Obviously, it's not a wall made out of skin, but I mean, I think that's one of my sort of, I suppose, sort of lifelong wishes would be to raise enough money to create a dedicated skincare hospital so it can deal with eczema, psoriasis, skin cancer, all manner of any sort of skin related sort of illness sort of thing. Because it's ironic, isn't it? I mean, the skin covers what, 90-odd% of our bodies, yet we all take it for granted till it goes wrong. And so that would be my wish, that I could raise funds. I don't know if others, and if anybody else wants to join me, then please feel free. I mean, I know I've raised something to reach about 1,500 grand. I think it's 15 grand, yeah. Yeah, 10,000 and 5,000, yeah. For Latin and extra certainty. To think for a minute, that was never my strong point. Over the past few years, and that's always been great, but you kind of feel bad in the begging about that, especially in these austere times. And you know, there are other diseases, particularly cancer, out there, and that are possibly more threatening. And I'm not trying to sort of take away in any shape or form from those. But I've kind of got a bit of a topic here. And it's just that you had to look in bed. And sometimes it's not good, but you know, the problem is because being party sighted as well, I had to let the nails really grow before I could see to cut them. And if I get cross or agitated or angry or frustrated, it's, you know, the old skin, the expert gets the brunt of it. And it is annoying. And yeah, you can put creams on, you put ointments on, and hope for the best, but you're walking about, and yeah, I can't sort of just turn myself into a hermit and sort of shun myself from society. But nevertheless, you are conscious of it. So it's fed up a bit, so we'll just up the prednisone now to 10 milligrams. And I do that myself. I think I'm in control of it. I know I can't live without the steroid, as I discovered back in November. And it really fed up. And I wanted to sort of run for cover, almost. And it proves to me that we can't live out the eczema. We've managed to get it down to a maintenance dose of 5 milligrams a day. Okay. Now, obviously, if you had too much steroids, you put on weight. I mean, my neck over the past 10, 15 years has sort of grown from a, I don't know, size, and it's a collar size of what, about 14, 15, and now 17 and a half. And it's so it does kind of play on you. And there's some people that can't just take any old ointments and emollients and what have you. Just need to get some more luck tomorrow as well. But it's just, I thought I'd give you this brew. I know you normally expect the zany ones from me, but I just thought, well, it's high time we did a serious one. Might do a zany one later, I don't know. That's how I feel. And but I just really wanted to sort of say, if you're out there with eczema or you know people with eczema, and I know certainly through social media, in particular Twitter, it's been brilliant for making friends with fellow eczema sufferers and eczema support groups. You guys are all doing a fantastic job, and you know, keep up the good work and spread the word that, you know, it's not something to be embarrassed about. And as I said earlier, if you grow out of it, brilliant. If you don't, then obviously there is, you know, don't despair. I mean, there are times I get down and think, God almighty, you know. And it does get to you all, but at the end of the day, there are people out there that want to help you and give you encouragement and give you support and love and advice and a helping hand and the confidence boost that, you know, is needed. And for that, I thank everyone that helps people, be it the NASX Society, be it the various support groups, individuals out there. You all know you are, and you should all have a big pat on your backs. You really should. Anyway, I'm wrapping this up very shortly indeed. I've got about 2 minutes to play with. Whoopee. So for this one, I give you this update really on the X, because I haven't done an X update for some time, and it comes and goes. It's not seasonal. I say we because I'm on the immune suppressant, we think the immune system could be something to cause with it, but I say we just cannot, and probably never will be able to confirm that. But you know, it's we just battle on. I think that's all you can do, and any medical condition you battle on, be it sights, skin, cancer, whatever, you know. There are people out there. So, I am not going to wrap this up because I'm probably boring the pants off the lot of you. But I just want to say, you know, it's flowed a bit, so we're just going to monitor it for a while. I'll probably go up to 10 meg. Might try it for a week or so. So, what, next Tuesday? Next Wednesday, I'll drop back down to 5 and see how we go. You can follow me, of course, on Facebook and Twitter. It's Roddy Jenkins, RoddyJenkins. And I'd love to hear from you. And take care, guys. And I will hopefully see you again for more upbeat audio. But like I say, if you are a fellow sufferer, yeah, don't give up hope, I suppose, is the name of the game on this. Yeah, let's all battle through, and we can do this. And I just thought it's time to give you an update on the audio on an audio boo for how the old eczema was, and it cleared up over Christmas, but coming back down, dropping the doses again hasn't really helped. So we'll have to just reassess things and take it from there. Thank you for listening. Take care, and God bless.